It's Mignon Fogarty, Grammar Girl. You asked for it, and I've been working on it for over a year. My first print book comes out this week, July 8th. You can buy a copy now wherever fine books are sold. Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is sentence fragments. I often imagine that listeners are writing articles and essays and books, but I was recently reminded that some people make their living writing shorter things like headlines and ad copy, and that it's really hard work. It was Mark Twain who said, "I didn't have time to write a short letter, so I wrote a long one instead." Unfortunately, when writers focus too much on brevity, sometimes they leave out important words and produce fragments instead of sentences. Entering stage left, we have a new podcast character. Welcome, Sir Fragalot. Sir Fragalot flounces around the countryside, shouting sentence fragments at unsuspecting strangers.
Over the next hill! A tree with wings! On DVD, December 19th!
Oh dear, poor Sir Fragalot doesn't know that you can't magically make any set of words a sentence by starting with a capital letter and ending with a period. In the most basic form, a complete sentence must have a subject and a verb.
Leaving town!
No, Sir Fragalot, you don't have a subject or a verb. It would be, I am leaving town, or he is leaving town. A verb is an action word that tells the reader what's happening, and a subject does the action of the verb. You can make a complete sentence with just two words, squiggly hurried. Squiggly, our beloved snail, is the subject, and hurried is the verb.
Hurried onward!
No, Sir Fragalot, it would be squiggly hurried onward. Squiggly is the subject, he's the one hurrying.
Humph!
There's even a sentence form called the imperative that lets you make one-word sentences, such as run. Imperative sentences are commands, and the subject is always assumed to be the person you're talking to. If Squiggly looks at the aardvark and says, run, the aardvark knows that he's the one who should be running. It's a strong command, and he knows it's imperative for him to run.
Run!
Good job. So, you can make imperative sentences, such as run, with one verb, and you can make simple, complete sentences, such as squiggly hurried, with a subject and a verb. But there's also a case where you have a subject and a verb, but you still don't have a complete sentence. This happens when your fragment is a dependent clause, meaning that it depends on the other part of the sentence, the main clause. If you're dependent on your parents, then you need them. It's the same with dependent clauses. They need their main clauses. Dependent clause fragments usually start with a subordinating conjunction, such as because, although, and if. I'm going to need some more examples to explain this one. It makes a lot more sense when you hear examples. Let's go back to our simple sentence, squiggly hurried. I'm sure you all get that this is a complete sentence because it has a subject and a verb. But look what happens if you put a subordinating conjunction in front of it. Because squiggly hurried. By adding that because, I've completely messed up the sentence. Now I need the part that explains the because. The because makes the whole thing a dependent clause that can't exist on its own. Well, it can exist, but it's a fragment, and that's bad. The dependent clause now only makes sense if it has a main clause. For example, the aardvark was relieved because squiggly hurried. Another subordinating conjunction that can turn a sentence into a fragment is the word that. That squiggly hurried.
That squiggly hurried!
That doesn't make any sense, because it's a fragment. But you can tack it onto the same main clause we used before, turning it into the dependent clause it was meant to be, and it makes sense again. The aardvark was relieved that squiggly hurried. To sum up, there are some easy tests to see if you have a fragment. The easiest test is to ask yourself if there is a verb. If there's no verb, then it's a fragment. Then, if there's a verb and no subject, ask yourself if the sentence is a command. If it's a command, then it's an imperative sentence. And if it's not a command, then it's a fragment. Finally, ask yourself if it's really a subordinate clause to the previous sentence. If it is, then it's a fragment. That last one is a little trickier, but I'm sure you can do it. That's all. I'm giving away 5 copies of Punctuate It Right this week, These are the winners. Kate, who has a Yahoo email address, Steve from the University of California at Santa Barbara, Aaron M., Jenna from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Richard B., who also has a Yahoo email address. Please check your email for instructions on how to receive your book. Please send your questions and comments to feedback@qdnow.com or call the voicemail line at 206-338-GIRL. Finally, thanks to Miss Peter from the Music Nerve podcast for playing the part of Sir Fragalot.